it wasn't a marriage. It was watching after her. Every time I left to go to work, I didn't know if she'd be there when I got back, if my daughter would be there. The house was ransacked a few times by her when she had left. And so it was a day-to-day thing. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Marriage was supposed to be forever. But for Bob and Annie, getting through the day was a challenge. All the love they hoped to find in each other was gone. Their marriage was dead.
I just couldn't live like him. And it was a warfare. It was a definite heaven and hell were raging for control in my house. That's what it was.
Their difficult marriage merely reflected the turmoil in each one's personal life. From the time she was a young child, Annie was filled with fear.
I don't ever remember a day waking up without being afraid in my heart.
As she grew into an adult, her fears grew with her. Annie became a prisoner of her own thoughts.
If I could just keep myself in a house with the shades down and the doors locked and nobody to come near me, that's how I was. I would sit at the table for hours smoking and drinking coffee and just wondering why I was ever born. I thought fear was placed in me at birth.
Annie tried desperately to escape her fears. Pain pills seemed to offer the only relief. But soon she had traded her fears for an addiction.
Over a period of a couple of years, it started out at 3 pills a day, then the 6, then the 9, and then I would take 10 pills first thing in the morning and 10 more about 4 o'clock. So by the end of the addiction, I was 20 to 30 pills a day, and then I would couple it with alcohol. Anything to keep shoving that, whatever that was, rising in me down.
Annie became so despondent, she tried to end her own life.
That was the thought that was going through me. Just end your life. Just end your life. You'll never amount to anything anyway. You're so afraid of everything.
One suicide attempt nearly succeeded.
After I was put in the hospital because they couldn't get a blood sugar on me or anything, it was pretty bad. And I went into grand mal seizures 3 days later, and then that's when they realized there was a strong addiction here. And because I was in the hospital and didn't have any medication, then my brain sent me into a bunch of convulsions.
Annie's life was a picture of despair, and Bob's life was also empty, just like Annie's.
It was even times that being in the bar, I just wanted this one to get old one day. What's going to take next time to fill this void? Because nothing ever kept it filled, just momentarily.
After our daughter was born, he had an outburst of anger and destroyed my house, literally.
But Bob wanted help. Help for his empty life. Help for his anger. Help for his failing marriage. And he found that help in church when he finally opened his heart to the gospel message.
I knew that Jesus Christ was the only way, beyond any shadow of doubt. And immediately quit smoking, drinking, everything that I did. I quit the swearing, quit hanging around with the friends, everything that I did. And God just completely turned my whole life around.
Bob finally found what he was looking for. The void in his life was filled. But Bob's transformed life was too much for Annie to deal with.
Now I was living with this holy man, and it was very difficult because he was so righteous and I wasn't. We were so different.
Annie resented Bob's relationship with the Lord. Their home became a spiritual war zone.
When I knew he had evangelism class on Tuesday nights, I would start drinking. The moment he got home from work, I'd start drinking my little beers while I was cooking dinner, just so he'd be sure to know that I'd be drunk by the time he got home.
Over those 4-year period, God, just like he put his love and grace in my heart so much for her that I couldn't get mad at her. And she would continually do stuff, and she'd get mad because I wouldn't get mad at her. Just I could not get mad at her, no matter what she did.
I would smoke one after the other and blow it in his direction and just constantly do things to harass him, waiting, just hoping he would just give up on me. I could feel something was going on in the house. There was a war raging in our house without words from him. But I was a raving maniac most of the time because he would not fight with me, no matter what I did. He would not argue with me and fight with me. He would just gracefully leave the room or leave the situation.
I just felt for her, and I realized that, again, it was a spiritual warfare, so I would pray for her at night, anoint her at night, and just, say things that were not as though they were. I'd claim scripture over her and stand on them.
It seemed that the more I did, the kinder he was to me, and I don't know why, I just wanted him to fight with me.
Bob continued to pray for Annie, and he persevered in his own faith. And then it happened.
I flew into the house, and the minute I saw Bob, I said, I can't stand living with you anymore. I just can't live with you anymore. And I ran to my bedroom and threw myself on my bed. And he came over by the bed and knelt down very cautiously and said, Annie, we can pray about this. And I just fell on the floor and just started crying. I said, God, I have nothing to offer you, and I'm just so afraid. And he said, if you'll give me your heart, I'll make it new. And he said, my peace will become your peace. And so I asked him to come into my life that moment.
She didn't say a word. She walked out of the bathroom. I could see it in her eyes. She was alive. She'd been dead for so many years, so empty, so void of everything.
God marvelously filled Annie's empty heart and began to change her life.
The more I fell in love with God through the Word, the more that perfect love, because the Bible says perfect love casts out fear, but the more I fell in love with God, the more I found that I wasn't afraid.
Through prayer, God did the impossible for Bob and Annie. He not only transformed Annie's life and restored their marriage, but he blessed them with a family, too.
God had so restored to me all the years that the enemy destroyed my life.
For this couple, there's no doubt that God answers prayer.
I just feel alive for the first time in my life. I feel happy to wake up in the morning, whereas there was a time where I couldn't stand to wake up in the morning. I couldn't wait. I would beg God to take me in my sleep each night, and I would, you know, hope not to see the morning sun. And today, it's every morning is a new day.